I want you to open your Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And I want to pick up on something that Brother Copeland was talking to us about last week. He spoke to us about mastering the fundamentals of faith. Mastering the fundamentals of faith. And what he did was he used the example of the woman with the issue of blood as a demonstration of walking in the fundamentals of faith. And the Lord just spoke to me this week about this scripture and about all of this. A couple of things I'm going to repeat, and then I want to bring you over into something that the Lord really wanted me to tell you this morning. But if you would look, please, at Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, she'd suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." Now I want you to keep in mind that word whole, because in a few moments we're going to talk about that word. I shall be made whole. Whole. Verse 29. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. As I'm preaching the word this morning, I want you to receive your healing. I want you to receive wholeness in your body. Wholeness in every aspect of your life. And begin it right now. Begin to take hold of it now. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue is the dynamic force, the dynamo power of God that was racing through him, it had gone out of him, turned him around and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. Faith stopped Jesus and turned him around. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." For that woman to leave her house, it was a dangerous thing, because she was, as Leviticus tells us, unclean. But she knew that she would be healed if she could get to Jesus. If she could get to Jesus, she would be made well. Jesus is the Word of God. If you can get to the Word of God, you will be made well. Brother Copeland last week talked to us about an encounter that Brother Kenneth Hagin had with Jesus about this. Brother Hagin was preaching a meeting at a church. He was staying in a home of the pastor, and they were getting ready to sit down and have a meal. And all of a sudden, Spirit of the Lord came on Brother Hagin. "We've got to pray. I have to pray. I have to pray." And at that moment, they all dropped to their knees. And when they dropped to their knees, there was Jesus standing there before Brother Hagin. They talked about some things. And then Brother Hagin mentioned to him, he said, "I've been studying about the woman with the issue of blood." And he told him about the message. And Jesus said to him, "You've missed some of the steps in the message." He said to Brother Hagin, "Anyone who will do the four things this woman did can receive whatever they need in life." That's important. That's important. If you do these four things that this woman did, you can receive anything, whatever you need in your life. And then Brother Copeland said this. He said, "These four steps are the way of faith." Talking about the fundamentals of faith. Mastering the fundamentals of faith. Developing, training, exercising our faith. And so he began to list these out. The first one was she said it. She declared her faith. You have to declare your faith. In verse 28, she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. I will be whole. She said it. We have to say these things. We have to declare these things. These words that we speak are so important. These words bring life to us. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You choose. You choose the words that you speak. So she said it. She declared her faith. Number two, she did it. She acted on her faith. She was not a hearer only, but she was a doer of the word. We have to be a doer of the word. In verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. She took a step of faith. That's what we do. We take steps of faith to lay hold on that which belongs to us. So number one, she said it. Number two, she did it. Number three, she received it. She took it by faith. Believe you receive when you pray. The word receive is to take with a force that cannot be shaken. You must take what belongs to you. She received it. Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. She said it, she did it, she received it, and then she told it. She testified. She gave testimony to the goodness of God. We need to give testimony to the goodness of God. That's one of the greatest tools that you can use in witnessing to people, is letting them know how good God is and what he's done for you. In verse 33, she told him all the truth. She shared the results of her faith. So she said it. We say it. We declare the word. We do it. We are doers of the word. We receive it. We receive what the word says about us. And then we tell it. We tell people how good God is. Glory to God. So I went through this list. And then leading up to this, though, there was something that took place in her life that brought her to this point in time. If you look back with me at verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, she suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all that she had, was nothing better, but grew worse. Her situation, the situation that she was in, was overwhelming. It was pressing in on her. It was sitting on her. And as you go through these things that she was experiencing, for instance, it said she had an issue of blood. In the New Living Translation, it says she had a constant bleeding. She was bleeding all the time. 12 years this was going on. Constantly. All the time. The Message translation, she was suffering a condition of hemorrhaging. It was draining the life out of her. This life-threatening physical issue caused great stress on her life. But it wasn't just a short thing. It wasn't something that was just going on for a few days. This went on for 12 years. 12 years. And in Leviticus 15, verses 25 through 30, basically it's saying she had to stay isolated. She had to stay quarantined because she was considered unclean. The pressure of this, the pressure of dealing with a physical issue, the Deuteronomy 28 calls it a sickness of long continuance. And when somebody is sick, and then where they're dealing with issues like this, they're thinking about it all the time. It's trying to work in them all the time. And so she keeps going on, and this is causing great stress in her life. And for 12 years, this was happening. And on top of that, she was suffering in her soul. She was suffering in her mind, her emotions. She had become an outcast. She was in a continual state of quarantine, separation. Think what it's been like just for us to be quarantined one from another. How thrilling it is to be able to come out here and see you. Some of you now sitting in chairs, human beings, having contact with life again, being able to wave at you on the way out. And soon, and very soon, back in the sanctuary, praising God together, lifting our voices, glorifying Him. But she was in this state for 12 years. 12 long years. Then it said this: she suffered many things of many physicians. Many things of many physicians. The Message translation of that verse 26, she suffered a long succession of physicians had treated her and treated her badly. On top of what was going on within her, she was trying to get whatever medical help was available to her, and it wasn't working. It wasn't happening. So this is causing great stress in her life. Her emotions are continually on the edge. She began to become discouraged and had no one around her to encourage her. And then it says this: she spent all that she had. All of these things pile up. That's the devil's strategy. It's the pile-up technique. He tries to pile up issue on top of issue on top of issue in your life, to where you get so discouraged, you want to quit, you want to throw in the towel, you can't handle it anymore. And this is exactly what was going on in her life. Financially, sickness, emotions, finances, family, relationships. She was experiencing it all, and she was getting weaker and weaker. She spent all that she had. In the account of this in Luke 8:43, she spent all her living. She spent it up on physicians. They were taking her money with no results to show. Continually seeking that help. Seeking that help. Her life savings was depleted. She had come to the end of her rope. And it said she wasn't getting any better. Her condition was getting worse. It was getting worse. We find in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. She did want to quit. She did want to throw in the towel. But then she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. She heard about the word that Jesus was preaching. And somehow, some way, she was hearing about the healing ministry of Jesus. Hope began to come into her heart. And it says in Mark 5:27, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She's been thinking about this. She's been going over it and over it and over it, considering it and considering it. And her faith was beginning to build to such a point where she made that declaration: if I can touch his clothes, if I can touch his garment, if I can touch the living word of God, I will be whole. And she said, enough is enough. That's what you need to say. That's what you need to declare. Enough is enough. I'm fed up with this. I'm fed up with this shortage. I'm fed up with this lack. I'm fed up with this sickness. I'm fed up with this discouragement. I am fed up with it. I am done with it. And Jesus is my Lord, and I have the right to speak the living, breathing word of God and see change in my life. She said, I'm not putting up with this any longer. I'm done. I'm done. Can anybody out there say, I'm done? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with lack. I'm done with shortage. I'm done with sickness. I'm done with the curse of the law. The curse of the law is everything bad from the devil. The blessing of Abraham is everything good from God. And he wants you and I to walk in the fullness of our covenant with him, the fullness of what belongs to us. And that woman realized that there was something that belonged to her that had been missing in her life, and she's after it. She's after it. She said, I'm not putting up with this any longer. She says, I'm going to go get my healing. I'm going to get my healing. And I don't care who sees me. I don't care how dangerous it is. I don't care that I could die out there. I'm dying in here. I might as well get out of here and reach out to the Lord Jesus. And verse 27, the New Living Translation, she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. That's the connection. That was the faith connection. This is the hem of his garment. And we reach out and we touch this and we get this down on the inside and we begin to speak that living, breathing word of God. And it says in verse 29 in the New Living Translation, immediately the bleeding stopped and she can feel in her body that she'd been healed of her terrible condition. Think about that. Think about that. The moment she made contact with the word, immediately that bleeding stopped. She was out there in the crowd, bleeding. Bleeding. And the moment she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that bleeding stopped. She knew it. She could tell there was a difference on the inside. Right now, there's some of you out here and watching. You can tell that there's a difference on the inside. Something's going on the inside. You can tell. You can tell when you've dealt with an issue for 12 years. You can tell when you've dealt with an issue all your life. And when that thing is lifted, when that thing comes off of you, when that thing is healed, when that thing is touched, you know it. You absolutely know it. That bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she had been healed of that terrible condition. In verse 34, Jesus turned to her after she told him everything, after she testified to the goodness and the glory and the power of God. He said this to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Say the word whole. Whole. Your faith has made you whole. And then it says, go in peace and be whole of the plague. Go in peace. What is peace? Shalom. Shalom. What does shalom mean? Nothing missing, nothing broken. Say it. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Say it again. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Go from this place with nothing missing in your life. Go from this place with nothing broken in your life. Everything restored, everything repaired, everything put back together again. Her faith that day didn't just heal her from the bleeding, from the hemorrhaging, from the issue of blood. She was made whole. Whole. What is whole? Wholeness is completeness. What Jesus did at the cross and in the pit of hell, it was complete. It was complete redemption. It was complete sacrifice. It was complete deliverance. It covered every sickness, disease, infirmity, every part of the curse of the law. He took it all. He bore it all. Why? so that you and I could be whole. Say whole. Say, I am whole. Wholeness is completeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything in her life that day was made whole. Not just the healing of her body. Her body was healed. Her body was healed. But listen to this. Her joy was restored. The joy of the Lord. Her emotions, her soul. Her soul was restored. The joy had come back into her life. Have you ever seen anybody get up out of a wheelchair? Have you ever been in a Billy Burke healing meeting and somebody gets healed? There's a lot of joy in the place. That's a celebration of what Jesus has done. Her joy was restored. But listen to this. Her finances were replenished. Her finances were replenished. I do not think that Jesus allowed that woman to turn around and walk away from him empty-handed. I believe that Jesus, as he did on so many occasions, time after time after time, go get the bag, bring the money bag, bring it to me, we're going to bless this woman. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus started blessing her financially and then other people. We've seen it. We've seen it in church. We've seen offerings where people come up and throw money at someone. I believe that happened that day. That woman's finances were replenished. Her relationships were repaired. Back to her family again. Back to her friends again. Back to church again. No longer alone. No longer separated. And you and I are going back to church again. This woman had lost vision. That's what infirmity does. That's what lack does. That's what broken relationships do. She lost her vision. She lost her ability to see the future being bright, the future being glorious. The manifestation of a person's vision, when they are delivered, and they know it, they know they're delivered, when they get revelation, understanding of redemptive power of God and what they've been delivered from, there is vision once again. And her future was bright once again. Vision was restored. Musicians, make your way up here, please. Listen to this statement. Listen very carefully. It is God's will for us to be made whole in every area of our lives. Wholeness. Wholeness. Thy faith has made you whole. It covers every aspect of our lives. Everything. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every way. That prosperity, that life, that deliverance, it covers everything. 3 John 1, verse 2, amplified. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way. Say, I'm prospering in every way. I am whole by the blood of Jesus. And so right now, I want to make declaration over you. But all it is three words. Three words. And I want to declare this to you today. Those of you that are sitting in chairs, stand up right now. I want you to receive this. I want you to receive this. Every one of you. I want you to receive this. In the name of Jesus. Be made whole. 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 Nothing missing. Nothing broken. I speak to your finances in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, I thank you. I thank you for multiplication. I thank you, Lord. We are tithers. We are sowers. The devourer has been beaten down, rebuked in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Come on, give God praise, everyone. Praise God. Praise God.